Now, we have been talking for the last few weeks about these words that float around at Christmas time. So we always say Christmas is about peace, hope, love, and joy. And these words are always the things that appear on our wrapping paper, usually in gold writing with a nice Santa red background. But this Christmas, we've been going through those words to see what they really mean and what their real attachment to Christmas is by going around the Advent wreath. Now, we have lit the candle for hope, peace, and today it's joy. So this Christmas, I thought we'd find out, try to answer the question, how can we have a joyful Christmas, particularly in a year that's been unusual? I'll call it unusual. Now, Christmas is a time for joy. It's all about joy, both receiving joy and giving joy. Now, if I think about Christmas as a child, it was always about receiving joy. And I remember how excited I would get by the possibility of presents. I would get these little butterflies in my stomach that would be very excitedly moving around. And each one would carry its own clipping from a toy magazine to show each other butterfly what it is I could possibly get for Christmas. And they would just have a flurry of excitement within me. And then as we get to Christmas Eve, the butterflies were at peak excitement. They would fly around telling each butterfly what exciting thing we could possibly get and what they would do with it. And then Christmas night came and my parents would tell me that I had to go to sleep. And that would just excite the butterflies even more, because it would soon, Christmas Day, I could almost taste the toys, even though you don't taste toys, but I could almost be playing with them in my hands and the butterflies would be excited as ever. And then my parents would always say, the quicker you go to sleep, the quicker you can wake up. Which never worked. That would just make the butterflies more excited. And I would try to tame the butterflies, try to get them to calm down so that I could go to sleep. So I would try and pretend that it wasn't Christmas the next day. I'd be like, oh no, it's just a Tuesday. I have to go to school tomorrow. Better go to sleep. But then one of the butterflies would pick up his magazine and get excited again and show the other butterflies, and they would all go nuts. And when I finally did get to sleep, I would wake up and I would look at the presents for me that were in my Christmas stocking, the ones that my parents carefully laid out that I could open when I woke up so that I wouldn't bother them. And then I wouldn't bother them at 5:30 in the morning. And then when they got up, I got the big presents, and my butterflies would be overjoyed. But as I got older, I learned the joy of giving presents. I would turn that into an art form, and I would try and find the thing for my family member that they didn't know that they wanted. That was usually the goal. If they ask for something, I know they want that. If I could find something that they don't know they wanted to make their joy complete that they didn't know, that would be the goal. And so I would turn that into an art form. And then I realised that if I get my parents a CD and I wrap it up as a CD, no matter how much they want the CD, as soon as they see that under the Christmas tree, they know it's a CD. So I decided to disguise it, and I would wrap them up into making them look like different things. I would make one look like Santa, I would make one look like other things, usually stuff it with other things I found around the house. Rubbish and stuff. I wouldn't give them more presents. No, they just get their one CD. That's fine. But my best effort was one year I had to wrap a book for a concert pianist that was dating my cousin. That's a different story. But I had to wrap it for her for our big extended family Christmas. And I wrapped it so that it looked like a grand piano and had little legs sticking out, and I curved it around to look like a piano. And she was more excited about the paper than she was about the book in the end. And then she never came back. But that's a different story. But as I got older still, I learned the joy that it was to just spend with my family members and hear about their year and make fun of those certain quirks that each family member has. When Auntie Ricky would try to kiss us the moment we entered the door, we would make a game out of trying to see how long we could take before Auntie Ricky would try and kiss us when we entered the door. We would have pools to find out how late Auntie Ali was going to be, because we knew she was always late, and the person who got it right would get an extra prawn that that Christmas. And we just enjoy each other for the quirks and who we are and experience who each person was. Christmas is about joy. But the problem is that it is not always joyful. And this year, it is perhaps the hardest ever to be joyful because the PlayStation 5 has come out and it is completely sold out around the world. You cannot get your hands on a PlayStation 5. It is so difficult that there have actually been a large range of strange things happening. So on the day that it was launched, people who had pre-ordered as early as possible to make sure they would get one on day one in November, they would get their package to find that their PlayStation 5 had been swapped out for something else. Some of them were completely empty. One person opened it up to find an air fryer instead of a PlayStation. Another person opened theirs to find a foot massager. And then there was one lady who had waited till 8 o'clock at night for it to finally be delivered. And when she opened it up, instead of the beautiful, sleek behemoth of video gaming that is the PlayStation 5, she got boxes of cat food. And there's also been a rash of robberies of PlayStation shipments. Gangs are targeting them because they know that they're in such high demand that they can sell them for much more than the retail price. It's getting so crazy that they're actually stealing them out of the back of moving trucks. So they would go on the highway, they would surround the truck with cars, and then one car sneaks up the back, someone gets out of a sunroof with a crowbar or something like that, opens the back of the truck and pulls them out and then back into the sunroof. I'm not lying. I know it sounds like it's in a movie, but I've seen footage online. People are actually doing this to steal the PlayStation 5s. So I will not get my PlayStation 5 this year, which destroys the hopes and dreams of one of the little butterflies in my stomach. But if I'm honest, this year is not unique in that way. My parents only had a limited budget for the things, so while some of my butterflies would be happy, others would be disappointed and downtrodden, and they would carry their magazine clippings until it was my birthday, when they would be joined by another fresh set of butterflies. And with my gift giving, I would sometimes give a gift that other people's butterflies didn't like. That's the trick about if you try to get something that they don't know that they want. And when it comes to spending time and enjoying family, there are some times I simply cannot get back to be with them, like this year. And even if we do get all that Christmas joy that we want, it's usually over by the end of January. But when we think about the first Christmas, there were no PlayStations. There was no holiday for people to celebrate. So if we are to find joy this Christmas, maybe there's something different to be joyful for. Now, when the angels spoke to the shepherds, as I think it was Alex said, the angels said that they were bringing good news of great joy. Great joy, and yet they wouldn't have even known what a PlayStation was yet. Their good news that they were supposed to bring all this joy was that a saviour was born. Saving from what, you might ask? Well, that's what we've been looking at through the Advent wreath. We've seen that Jesus is going to save us from the things that cause us heartache in this world. Now, from the Bible reading that Hayley so wonderfully read, it predicts a time when the world is going to be renewed and restored the way that God always wanted it to be. People will have security and peace. The sick will be healed. The scorching deserts will become springs of life and be full of plant growth. There'll be a kingdom with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee. There'll finally be a world where there is a possibility of peace, joy, and gladness. The joy of Christmas is not the temporary pleasures that we experience, but that temporary joy of Christmas we experience is actually just a sign that's pointing us to the joy that we will eventually have through Jesus. Jesus came to take the payment of all the wrong that we have done that destroys the world and destroys any chance that we can possibly have joy. And he will lead us on to a world where our hopes are fulfilled and there is true joy, and all of the horrible things that we do to each other will be a distant memory. The exciting thing about that experience, though, is that we can have some of that joy now. Now, there's lots of Bible verses that talk about joy and being joyful and rejoicing, which is a joyful sound. So because of the good news of the angels, we can have some of that joy now. Now, this joy in Christ, it doesn't always guarantee that we will always be happy. There are times when I certainly don't feel very joyful, when my expectations aren't met and my Christmas butterflies are let down, or just my daily butterflies are let down, I don't feel particularly happy. There are some, and on top of it, there are some strange Bible verses about joy. In the book of James, it says to consider it pure joy when you face trials. In Ephesians, it says that you should always be rejoicing in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. And yet, the Apostle Paul also talks about in his letters that he despaired sometimes. And if you look at the Psalms, there are Psalms of lament. And there's even a whole book in the Bible called Lamentations, where people are just showing how terrible their sorrow is. So if the joy of Christmas is not constantly having that feeling that wells up inside us all the time, then what is it? Now, I think there is absolutely an innate joy that we have and experience because of Jesus. But when things are difficult and joy seems far away, what is the joy that we can have because of Christmas? Well, I think the joy of Christmas is that there is a reason for joy. Now, when things are not feeling happy, we know that one day they will be. Now, the reason that James says that to consider it a pure joy when there are trials is because those trials grow you into the person that God wants you to be. They refine and push you so that you persevere in doing good. And when other passages tell us to rejoice, that's less about our feelings and more about our attitude. If things seem difficult, you can still thank and praise God that through Jesus, those things that get you down will one day be a thing of the past. Christmas dreams not being fulfilled. Rejoicing is about attitude. And I find that I often, when my butterflies are disappointed about their Christmas dreams, I take time to thank God and praise him for what he has given us. My attitude changes. And sometimes I get different butterflies. Butterflies that have something different to focus on. Butterflies that get in my throat. I take the time to thank God for what he has given me, and suddenly my butterflies are no longer worried about PlayStations or expensive meals or those things that I think are important. And I start to look to the future where all the things that God wants for us will be made right. And soon my feelings can match my attitude. But even if that doesn't work, the truth is that there is still a salvation and that can sustain us. The joy of Christmas is that there is a reason for true joy, and we can hold on to that. We know that one day everything will be made right, so we rejoice at Christmas, knowing that whatever 2020 is and has been for you, there will be a day when our joy can be made complete if we follow Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the angels who brought good news of great joy, that you have brought us a saviour. We can look forward to a day when everything will be turned around. Where there was death, there will be life. Where there was hatred and bitterness, there will be peace and love. I pray this Christmas that we will experience your joy. I pray that even if we don't feel it, we can change our attitude to know the good things that you give us and will give us. And I pray we can show others that joy too. In Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen.